What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. I am here in the studio, and I've got Sonia with me backstage in the studio, so she is going to help enhance the show for those of you who are watching it after the live stream or listening to it. We've got a lot of listeners on Apple and Spotify. And welcome to you all as well. I know that sometimes the show and tell show, because of the showing element of things, isn't as phenomenal for you as it is for those watching on YouTube. But if you did not know this, actually Spotify supports video. So I upload a video file to Spotify. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually watch on Spotify as well. Obviously, a lot of people who are listening to podcasts are doing so while they're doing other activities like driving, mowing the lawn, walking the dog, working out, different things like that. So you might not be able to always watch on those platforms. But if you want to look down at your phone every now and then and see what the person is showing, that's not a bad idea. Want to remind you guys about Graybo's Card Shop in Richmond, Virginia. Graybo's is a hobby shop, and they just opened in February. I was there this past weekend, and I've got some footage from that in this episode that I'm going to be showing you guys. I'm really excited about that. Great shop, great people, great cards. I think the great people and the great cards part is probably the most important thing, and they check those boxes for sure. Great location. I had a great time there, and you should check them out at graybos.co. You can use the promo code STRATEGY2023 to get 10% off on their website, graybos.co. They break 5 nights a week on drip, and if you want to get a little discount on a drip purchase, there's a link in their IG bio, graybos_cards, so check that out. And don't forget, you can get unlimited personalized advice. We've got a lot of questions coming in from the audience, and we want to answer all of them. And you can do that if you join nooffseason.com. There's a free 30-day trial. Join the premium membership at nooffseason.com for the free 30-day trial. And we're going to answer all of your questions. We had an overflow show earlier this week, so check that out. That is a show where we answer all questions for premium members. And then we're going to answer premium member questions on the Sports Card Strategy Show as well. So don't forget to get your questions in, and we're basically 1 month away from the National. So if you want to meet up with us at the National, let us know you're coming. Get on our list for a special meet and greet we're going to do with Graybo's at the National. Details coming on that, but sign up. Go to nooffseason.com, and there's a big button that says, I want to meet at the National. And so fill out the form to do that, and we'd love to see you there. So good morning real quick before we get into the submissions. Good morning to our very own Chad Gill. Good morning to Jay Ulrich One. Great to see Jeff at Dinged Corners. He's the man. He's been submitting a lot of questions for the premium membership, and we hope we're doing a good job answering his questions. Southern Soccer Idiot in the house, happy Thursday to you as well. Appreciate your support as always, SSI. And it is NBA draft day. There's a little bit of a draft theme. Craig's Cards 11, good morning to you. There's a little bit of a draft theme to my submission today. I have a submission today. Good morning to Shoes. And we are super excited to get into it. So I'm excited to introduce you guys to Ryan Painter. Ryan Painter has been a loyal audience member. And much like Chad Gill, he's an audience member turned analyst at nooffseason.com. He's been submitting great premium content. The $20 play of the day is his concoction, and he's doing a great job. So I'm going to let Ryan Painter take it away with his first ever Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell submission. Ryan, what do you have for us today, my man? I don't hear the sound on Ryan's video, and I'm wondering why. Technical difficulties. Good morning to good morning to Brian Steeler 714. Let me see what we could do here. I'm gonna get to Ryan's submission here in a second. We might be having some technical difficulties in StreamYard. So good morning to Paul Schmitz. We see him in the house. Let me try this again. bear with me. We haven't had these technical difficulties on the sports card strategy show and tell just yet. Let's see if this one works. Here we go.
What's going on, show and tell? My name is Ryan Painter. I am a light contributor to the group here, and I thought I would do my first ever show and tell. One of the things that drew me to this group was the humility. You guys always start with the L of the week. Well, here's my L of the year. My kind of vibe here, I love NFL, but I like that kind of $20 flip, right? Like, I like buying into cards that are $20 or less. If they're 20 bucks, I'm trying to double up to 40. If I get a $5 card, I want to turn that into 15 or 20. Anyway, last year, as a Browns fan and with my brother being a Purdue alumni, it fit very well that I would go into David Bell. And boy, did that not work out. This is my David Bell collection, a lot of RPAs in here. But my thinking on this one was that Deshaun was going to come back. We didn't seem to have a whole lot of wide receiver stuff. I really believed in David Bell. Guys, it just didn't happen. And then in this offseason, they went out and got Elijah Moore. They went out and they drafted another guy. So the good news is I love me some David Bell. So these are probably a bunch of L's. We'll see, though. Maybe down the road he'll pop off and that'll be good. So anyway, that's my David Bell collection and my L of the week, L of the year. Get through them all.
That's a lot. Boom, wow, boom, that's a lot of David Bell.
Boom, boom, and boom. There we go. I had to get some ones with Purdue. Sent one to my brother. Anyway, those were all pretty cheap. You know, the RPAs, I got maybe, you know, 15 bucks or whatever. Most of the autos were under 10. So anyway, my big play this year, the guy that I like the most, and for a number of different reasons, is John Mechie. And I don't have a too fat of a stack, but anyway, I really like Mechie. There's some reasons that I like Mechie. I've actually sold some already, so I've already made a little bit flipping already. But the reason I like Mechie is I feel like there's two big plays with this guy. Number one could be his gameplay. They just simply don't have – the Houston Texans just simply don't have a lot of weapons on the outside. You know, then they got rid of Brandon Cooks, so there's a lot of extra targets that are out there. And so maybe he'll be there. You know, they got Mechie. They got some other guys as well. They drafted a kid. They got Nico Collins. They got some guys. But maybe Mechie becomes the guy, right? So that would be one way I could cash in. I always like these little negative ones. Anyway, the other way I think you can cash in is, I mean, the guy is a leukemia. Is it leukemia? He was a cancer survivor. I believe it was leukemia. Could be wrong on that. But anyway, I just feel like, what a story. Like, this guy is coming back a year afterward. I could see there being some, you know, just some news articles on him. He's a real feel-good story. And anytime a guy like that is in the news, you could just see people, you could see a little bump in that way. So I think there's kind of two outs on that, two ways to make money on Mechie. And the last one, because I don't want to keep you guys forever, this one is going to be super obscure. This is the Greg Dortch play. That's right. That's his only auto that I can find. It's a 2019 Contenders draft picks, and I picked up, it looks like, about six of them. I think I got these for $5 a pop without shipping. Like, I didn't pay shipping, so, like, really good deal there. The Arizona Cardinals, I realize, again, not a great team, but they have nobody to catch the ball. They lose DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green. There is something like 1,500 snaps out there up for grabs. And I feel like a Greg Dortch, who just, if you play fantasy football, you'd be familiar with his name. This guy just produces when he gets on the field. And so, anyway, Arizona's got three little speedy receivers with Dortch, another Purdue guy in Rondale Moore, and, of course, Hollywood Brown. But I just think Dortch, this is an easy play. I feel like I can pop these up for about 20 bucks a piece, and I bet we'll get some takers throughout the year. Anyway, appreciate your time, guys. You rock the house, Paul Hickey. Peace.
You rock the house, Ryan Painter. And as soon as we got the technical difficulties solved there, we saw an amazing video from our very own Ryan Painter. Happy to have him on the team and happy to have him submitting to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. That was phenomenal. He's channeling his inner Andy Kaysen, I believe. And I found this John Mechie. This is out of 75 on card auto. Nice, decent patch, two color patch. Out of Impeccable Football. So rookie patch auto out of Impeccable for John Mechie. I found this at Graybo's in the value box. Got a good deal on it. Pretty pumped. So I'm with you. I'm with you on the Mechie. He wrote an article on Mechie at nooffseason.com. Check that out. He wrote an article on the Arizona Cardinals WR room. And he did not write an article on David Bell, but we appreciate the L. We all take L's there, and we hope for your sake, Ryan, that David Bell can resurface his career. And all it really takes is like a Gabe Davis game. Remember Gabe Davis had a big game in the playoffs for the Bills, and he's like the number two or number three wide out there, and his cards went nuts for about a week. So it can happen, and injuries. Remember that injuries can happen. So as much of a risk as it is to buy a guy and then he gets injured, it also can benefit you when a guy gets injured. If somebody above David Bell gets injured and he gets, you know, gets an opportunity, all of a sudden his cards could spike and you could unload that huge fat stack of David Bell. All right. Up next, our very own Chad Gill shows us how he prepares and submits his cards to PSA for grading. I know you'll all be listening very closely and watching very closely to this one. Chad, take it away, man.
Good morning, sports card show and tellers. This morning, I'm going to walk you through how I get cards ready to submit them to PSA. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so you're going to need a few things to get your submission off to PSA. The first thing is you're going to need is the Card Saver 1 card savers that PSA wants you to submit the cards in. You're going to need your penny sleeves to put the cards in prior to the card saver. You're going to need your stack of cards. I cut out two pieces of cardboard a little bit larger than the card savers so that you can sandwich them together, and I'll show you that at the end. And then I use, which is not required, I use these 1¾-inch by 1/2-inch address return labels, and I'll show you what I do with that. You're going to want a scissors or a razor blade, and then you're going to want either a pair of pantyhose or a microfiber towel or a terry cloth. This happens to be a microfiber towel here this morning, as I don't have any pantyhose here. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take your card saver. And if anybody's ever tried to put a card saver in a card in a card saver, and they try and they damage the corners trying to get it in, you're going to take your scissors and you're going to snip one edge of the card saver down about 1/4 inch. So you can see at the top here, I don't know if you can see that real good, but I did that about 1/4 inch. What that allows you to do is to be able to slide the card in. So now you can see how that card slides right through. It allows you to put the card in without damaging the corners of the card. Before you put the card in, what I do is I take these return address labels and I put one on the inside, and then I put one on the outside of the penny sleeve. Creates a very nice little tab, and I'll show you why I do that. Then you want to take your card, put it on a flat surface, and you're going to want to clean the card off. You always want to brush from the middle to the outside. You never want to come back against the card, because the whatever you're using could catch an edge of the corner and it could damage the card, and you don't want to damage the card while you're trying to prep it for cleaning or prep it for grading. I turn the card over. I do the exact same thing. A couple of wipes to make sure you get all of the micro scratches, fingerprints, things of that nature off of the card. And then you've got a very nice clean card that has no fingerprints or anything of that nature on the card. This is a Jackson Churio Bowman Chrome First. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take this and I'm going to slide this into the penny sleeve. As you saw how easy that was, with that corner being cut, it just allows the entry of the card without damaging the corners. Then I'm going to take that card and I'm going to put it in the card saver. And by doing this with this tab now, what this just did was it creates a very safe environment for the grader to be able to pull the tab and pull the card right out without damaging any type of anything on the card. So it's, I find that it's a very nice little added touch. It's not required, but I do believe that that helps get you better grades. Then you get your 20 cards or however many you have. You put them in a stack. You take the cardboard, put one on the bottom, one on the top. All right, so once you have the cardboard and you've got it on the top and the bottom, you've got it sandwiched together, then you're going to put rubber bands around the cardboard and attach the PSA submission slip to that, put it in a cardboard box, and send it off. When I ship these, I used to do certified mail. I don't do it anymore. I just do regular mail. However, I do insure the box for whatever the value of the cards are with the grades that I'm submitting. So if I think that I'm going to get 9s and 10s and the value of what they are at 9s and 10s are $2,000, I'll insure that box for $2,000. It usually takes 3 or 4 days for PSA to get it, and then it usually takes 3 or 4 days once PSA gets it to check it in and to get it going through the steps. Once it goes through the steps, lately it's been taking anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, and you've got the cards back. Even in a bulk submission, PSA is really flying through the cards. I've actually had a couple of submissions recently that were less than 3 weeks from the time I mailed them to the time I got them back. I hope this is helpful, and happy collecting, and good luck with your grading. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks.
Great work, Chad. How brilliant is all of that? I mean, I strive to make all of my PSA grading submissions as close to that as possible, but I have never used the return address labels to create that tab. I've seen other people do things similar to that, but I think... you know, the supplies is key, right? You got to make sure you've got the supplies. The card saver one, I think, is the one, Paul, that is Paul Schmidt's asking, which number card saver do you use? I think the one is recommended, although I've bought whatever's available, because I know a year or so ago, a bunch of them were all unavailable, sold out everywhere. So I had to do, I think, card saver two, or I had to do an off brand, a different brand of essentially the same product. But yeah, Card Saver One is the recommended. And, you know, I've submitted in top loaders as well, because sometimes, like I said, all I had was top loaders and I wanted to make the submission. So I've submitted in top loaders. I've even submitted some in One Touch, like old scratched up One Touches, just to reuse some supplies that were delivered to me in my other purchases. Not ideal. I'm not ideal. Chad is. So definitely do what Chad is doing. That was a phenomenal submission by the sports card doctor, Chad Gill. Cleo Cards asked, do you wear gloves when handling the cards? You know, I know some people that do, but when I was at Mint Collective, their head grader recommended not to use gloves, because you're basically, what he said is that you're just introducing another element that could potentially damage the cards versus your hands, which is hands are more steady, and with gloves on, you actually have another surface where you can't necessarily feel the card. And so if you're wearing gloves, you could actually damage the edges and the corners. That was according to the head grader at CSG's head grader. I'm not sure if I said that, but CSG did a great presentation at Mint Collective on how to prep your cards for grading, what tools to use, all that stuff. Chad's just now was much better in terms of just what you need from a supply standpoint and how to pack them up for PSA, obviously specifically for PSA. CSG's not showing us how to pack up their cards for PSA, but they were, but insights from the head grader at CSG said don't necessarily use, he said they don't recommend at all using gloves. So great question, Cleo, appreciate that. Barusky says he uses two catcher's mitts. All right, well, Barusky probably isn't as good getting as good of grades as Chad. I think we can all probably agree on that. But Borowski, good to see you in the chat, man. Strong work out of you. All right, everybody, for those of you who don't know what we're doing, and if you're not familiar with us, maybe you're a first-time listener, first-time watcher, this is the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. So this is the show where we take submissions from all of you. This is your show, and it's your opportunity to show us what you're doing in the hobby. So we heard from Ryan Painter. We heard from Chad Gill. Up next, you'll recognize this guy if you have been a longtime listener, longtime audience member. This is Mosaic Joe, also known as Farmer Joe. Farmer Joe, take it away, man.
All right, guys. Mosaic Joe here. I'm going to put together a quick video showing what I am submitting to PSA. So I have been doing some consignment for a gentleman locally and come across some pretty nice finds, so hope you enjoy. We've got four Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie cards. Now these are always very condition sensitive, and I've got one that looks very, very, very centered. This actually came out of a wax box and a full set wax box at that. So I'm hoping that this one actually does pretty well. You can see even back here, this is one of the factors that actually determines a 10 is this little hologram on the back being centered within that plate box there. And you can see that's pretty well centered. So I'm hopeful. Never had a 10 Griffey, but this one I think is my closest chance to be able to get one. And then I've got three that are a little OC. This one's pretty well OC. And you can see back here in the dugout box or the plate box, some of them are worse than others as far as their centering is concerned. So I'm not super sure that they're going to get high grades, maybe nines on one or two of them, but we'll see. Next is the Billy Ripken F-face error. All three of these have those. And yeah, I'm not sure that they'll grade really well, but at least in an 8, you know, I can get a little bit of money out of it. Then we've got a Cal Donruss 1982 rookie card. This isn't the best centering, but at least get it slabbed up. So sending that one in. And then the 82 Topps Baltimore Orioles Future Stars. If you don't know, the Topps traded set is the set that Ripken's actual Topps rookie card was in. This is from the base set. So he had, this is these like essentially his only rookie card within that set. So if you were a Topps collector back in the day, this is the one that you got. Then Topps traded came out and you got his official Topps rookie card, but this one came first. So get that one graded. And then we got some stuff that's not so much in my wheelhouse, but I know it has value. So we got some first edition Pikachus. They all look pretty clean, very well centered, edges and corners look good, never been played, and then the blue on the back looks pretty great as well, so hoping for some higher grades on those. This here is from a 1992 Marvel Wolverine set. There were a couple of these cracked ice looking cards, and they were a insert set within the standard set. The standard set had a paper backing, didn't have this holographic look. So this one is a little dinged on the corners and stuff, but even with lower grades, this card can do, you know, 30, 40 bucks. So hoping for that. This here, I don't know much about. I did do some research, and I saw within this set that there are cards that are doing pretty well. This is a special insert set that has the artists being involved in the drawing, I guess, on the front. And it's Image Universe. It is a product that was created by Topps back in 1995. And this is Jim Valentino. He was one of the, I guess he was one of the writers, not necessarily an artist, but you see he's incorporated into the art on the front of the card. So we'll see. And then we have Bill Clinton's Secret Saga, Secret City Saga. This was also a Topps product in 1993. And the bordering, because this is a fully black art card, the borders are pretty condition sensitive on these. And this one shows some wear, but I think it would look good in the slab. Then we have, from the 1990 Marvel set, Stan Lee. This one has a little slight OC. I don't know if it's going to be without or outside of the qualifying centering rules within PSA, but it's pretty close. So corners and edges all look really crisp. Surface looks really good. So hopefully I can get a good grade out of that. This is from that same set. This is one of the holograms. This is the Magneto hologram. And on the surface, there are some slight surface scratches. This is one of those cards that is impossible to... I'm not impossible, but it's really, really difficult to get a perfect surface on this card, because even opening the pack, if you slide the card across the top of it, you run the risk of damaging that surface. And then I've got some stuff from my personal collection that's going in. This one here, Drew Jones. This is the paper Bowman First, purple, out of 250. Nothing crazy expensive right now, but who knows, down the road, it could be something. We've got Aaron Donald, rookie Bowman Chrome Pulsar. This one's numbered out of 271. Pretty well centered. And then I'm just throwing this in there because he's been in the news so much lately, and the lead up into the season is going to be crazy. But this is out of 2021-22 Optic. This is the checkerboard pattern. It is a limited parallel. So
that's Devin.
I don't know that there are. I haven't seen any actually graded within PSA. Could be wrong, but I did search a little bit on PSA's registry last night. I didn't see any. So if I can get this one back in a 10, that would be great. Then there's some stuff that's been kind of just hanging out within my collection. And I recently came across some posts about the refractors in this set. And this set that I'm referring to is the 1995 Playboy Chromium Covers set. And what this is they had multiple releases. They had at least three different releases of this set. And each one had its own specific covers that it did showcase. And this is from Series 1. So this is from the first release of that set, those sets. So we got, these are the base cards. This is Bo Derek. And we got Sally Field, Pamela Anderson, and a Nicole Smith. And again, these are all the base. And then we're getting into a refractor here. So you can see that these refractors, they've got a pretty good shine to them. Very noticeable. And then on the back at the base, it actually shows R next to the number. So, you know, that it is truly a refractor. This one's OC, but if you do jump onto eBay and take a look, you can see that the refractors do really well, even in lower grades, because they are pretty condition sensitive. The surfaces with this chromium look on them, they scratch very easily, and the centering isn't the greatest out of the box. So there's very few that are graded high. So moving on, then we got the Queen of Country herself, Dolly Parton. This is the base, and then I've got four of the refractors, hoping that I could come close to a gem on at least one or two of those. We got another Pam Anderson with Dan Aykroyd. We got one refractor and then two base, and then controversial figure, former President Donald Trump. This is the base. If you can get your hands on the refractor for a decent price, get it, because there's very few of them, and they go for quite a bit. So, all right, that's my submission for this week.
Joe, great work, man. I was waiting a little longer there because I saw on your Instagram photo earlier this week that there was a Jerry Seinfeld one that you had as well. I wonder, I didn't see that in your show and tell submission, but I definitely would want the Jerry Seinfeld one because he's on my Mount Rushmore for sure. But those are very, very interesting cards. You notice that, you know, I'm laughing at some of the comments here that I'm going to get to in a second, but you notice there's multiple different versions of the Card Saver brand. Card Saver One is a brand. And then there's Ultra Pro. Like, I've got Ultra Pro here. It's just what I could buy, what I could find. And Joe had one that just said card holder. He had one that said BCW. He had multiple different kinds of this, you know, the Card Saver One type product. I know Chad said Card Saver One, and that is ideal. That is what PSA says to use. But I do know for a fact that you can use a bunch of different kinds of them. And I know Chad has his rationale for why he uses that. A couple great grading tips in the comments here I want to get to. Brian Steeler 714 is lighting it up in a good way. It says, use a loose penny sleeve when you're wiping to keep your fingerprints off. A little different methodology than what Chad uses, but that does seem to make sense. So in other words, you would be holding the portion of the card that you would be holding would be the one with the penny sleeve on it. And then essentially you'd be wiping off the surface sort of the card, of the portion of the card that's sticking out of the penny sleeve. So that makes sense. And he says also when you're wiping the back, use a loose penny sleeve to protect the front surface. That makes sense. So a lot of discussion on pantyhose. I've got some pantyhose right here. Went and bought them at Walgreens the other day for like $4. So I'm trying to use the pantyhose like Dr. Crack Chad Gill told us to use. Keep the pantyhose clean. This is my 10 times magnifier in the case that I bought off of eBay from Chad's recommendation. And this is the centering tool that I bought off of Chad's recommendation. Now I do use all of these things, but I will say that in some cases I'm going to grade the card anyway, because that's just who I am. And that might be wrong. Chad, Kendall, and everybody might be laughing at me because of that, but I need to get better, I think, at weeding out the cards that don't need to be graded. That's my problem. My problem is like I'll buy a card or a lot of cards and I'll just have it in my head like I'm getting all of these graded anyway regardless, and I'm just going to see what happens. And I think I need to get better at that. But anyway, I wanted to also comment on Mosaic. Joe dropped some seriously great knowledge when he talked about the back of the Ken Griffey Jr. 1989 upper deck base with the home plate being centered in the back. I had no idea until he said that, but that makes a ton of sense. Because you can see where it is centered and where it's not centered. Now, a PSA 10, he said he thought he might have one PSA 10 of that card. The last sale of that card, that's a super liquid. That card in general in any grade is super liquid. The last sale of a PSA 10 was yesterday, and it was $2,300. $2,300, Joe, we hope that you get that. I don't know if that's for your consignee or if that's for you, but That would be amazing. And then what's interesting is a PSA 9 only sells for $160. That's one of the biggest drop-offs from a PSA 10 to a PSA 9 is that card, just showing the rarity of a PSA 10. So, Joe, we hope you get the PSA 10. Those Playboy cards, I think, are really cool. I'm sure there's a big market for them. Had no idea that they even existed, but on your Instagram profile saw there was the Jerry Seinfeld cover of Playboy also, that you also had one of those. So good stuff. All right, everybody, up next. Got to get to this comment. Shoes says, screw the National. Let's go to Dolly World. It's actually Dollywood. And I have been there. And that is definitely not as good as the National. But Shoes, we're going to get to you in a second, man. But first, we've got our guy from Texas Roadshow Shop, who just submitted a great UFC article to the website. Check out how to make money buying UFC cards by Chase Krim at nooffseason.com. Here's Chase Krim.
Hey, what's up, Sports Card Strategy Show, Paul Hickey, and the rest of the community. Hope everyone's having a good Thursday. Hope you have a good weekend. This is another edition of my show and tell. No, if y'all been watching this for long enough, y'all like to know that I like to do a theme every week. And this week is just stuff that, not really a strategy, but this is just stuff that we've either bought in the shop, or we've bought while we were at a table, while, like, at our table at a card show, so while we were set up. So anything big comes in that doesn't fit the shop budget, me and my brother and our hourly guy kind of, if it's like a good buy, we kind of just go in and like three-way split. So I'm three-way split on all these cards. But yeah, let's just get into it and I'll explain our thought process on each one. So we have a Luminance Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, dual auto. I know they're in their, I know they're in their college unis, but Luminance is like an NFL product. And it's one of their first, it's usually comes out right after the draft, and it's one of their first on-card autos. Just thought it was cool to have two of the elite quarterbacks of the draft on each of their cards, and it's one of their first on-card autos. Thought that was cool. Usually I don't like collegiate stuff, but there's an exception to every rule, so don't limit yourself too bad. So don't make like a rule and then just kind of stick to it. You kind of just have to like, if it's a good buy, you have to adapt to it, right? Topps Chrome Baseball, Luis Robert / Robert, however you want to call it, SSP, PSA 10, super short print. I'm a big fan of those on the rookies. I also, this is just purely me speculating. Yes, Bowman Chrome is the baseball card to have. I do think Topps Chrome is going to make somewhat of a comeback. Because once they start making Topps Chrome basketball and Topps Chrome football, I can see a world where just the universal Topps Chrome rookie is the one to have. So I have been buying some Topps Chrome, going back and buying some Topps Chrome rookies and in that speculation. Not saying that's going to happen, that's just me predicting. And, you know, if it doesn't, I still have a super short print Robert that could attain value over time. 2019 Topps Chrome Bundesliga, Reyna Refractor. I know we love talking about him on the Soccer Strategy Show. Guys, if you still believe in Reyna's talent, like, you gotta be buying him now. If you're willing to buy him leading up to the World Cup hype, then I believe you should be buying him now when his prices have tanked, because of him and the coach not getting along, whatever is going on with that. But PSA Refractor, again, this is just me buying on the talent and hoping that that shines through. I don't do much hockey, but this is a 2011 Ovechkin auto, BGS 8.5, on-card auto. Ovechkin's close to breaking the scoring record. What else to say there? I think it's a good time to buy, too, because I think people started buying him during the hockey season, projecting him to break the record, and now that the hockey season's over, you kind of have another cycle to buy into him before he breaks that record. LaMarcus Aldridge, this is just a cool one that came in the shop. LaMarcus Aldridge, Black Prism 101, 2013. Just a cool card to have. That came in the shop. We felt like we got a good price on it, comparing it to other one-of-ones. And, yeah, why not? You know? Another one-of-one coming up. We bought this at the last Dallas show. I don't know if I showed it off then or not. I don't think I did, because I think it was at the shop, and I filmed this here. But this is a LeBron Prism. Is this 21? 22. 22 Prism. Black widescreen one-of-one. Again, LeBron, always a good buy. One of one, the only one. Black. Alright, this kind of goes with the Gio Reyna, but if I think now's this offseason's a spectacular time to buy Luka, especially because I think the Mavs are going to make a trade in the offseason. So I would suggest trying to get in before the off-season hype starts ramping up, especially if a trade happens. We saw what happens to Beal, which showed off a Beal 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago. Big payoff on that. Luka, this is a 2018 select, so rookie auto out of 99. So hoping that one. I have a bunch of Luka stuff. If I could do, I could do 10 videos of just Luka stuff. So again, another cool one, 2007, Kobe Bryant, Sam Jones, dual auto, out of 24. They both wore 24, so that's why it's out of 24. Imagine if it was 24, 24. Oh, one number off, guys. BGS 95, we wouldn't have got it for the price we did if it was 24, 24. But BGS 95 this is 07. So I wouldn't say this is really like a modern Kobe Bryant auto. So that's cool. And here's the biggest card of the bunch. Just got this back from PSA. It is a 2021 Impeccable Ronaldo on-card auto out of 84 PSA 10 Pop 1. This card is huge. We kind of just bought this card because to me it looked clean. It was raw in the Panini sale. To me, it looked clean. We got a good deal on it. I'm not really buying Ronaldo. I'd say the only soccer guys I would be buying is Pulisic. Pulisic, Mbappe, Messi would be the three that I am buying, and then I'm probably speculating on Reyna still. But, you know, kind of like I said earlier, I had no intention of buying a Ronaldo. The last Dallas show, one came up to the booth, got a good price on it, happened to look clean, sent it to PSA, boom, PSA 10, pop one. So that's a huge card. So yeah, not really a theme to this week's episode, unless it's, I mean, I can make it a theme, right? You know, don't stick, like if you limit yourself to buying something, right, you can miss out on a good deal. So I guess that's this week's theme, because this is kind of all over the place.
It's a great theme.
Yeah, so like if I could have easily just been like, I'm not buying Ronaldo, and then I think this raw is like $3,500. Got a good price on it, and then I made more profit on this card than maybe all the rest of them combined. So don't box yourself in. You kind of have to adapt. That's my biggest suggestion at card shows. You can go in with a plan, but if you can't adapt to what you see in front of you, like you could go in with a plan of I'm buying X, Y, Z, and then you get there at the show and you can't find those cards, you can still be passing up on insane deals because you've limited yourself to only buying X, Y, Z. So I guess that's kind of my tip. This video, as you can see, I kind of buy a bunch of stuff all over the place. I will say for the normal person, that's probably bad, but when I work in a shop and it's literally my job, I kind of have to be kind of adept to. That's why I'm a big believer in UFC, because compared to all the other sports that I'm buying and selling every day, it just seems so cheap. So I think there's a good buying opportunity there. But yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. If you haven't already checked out NoOffseason.com. I wrote a UFC article this week. Expect more of those. Hope y'all enjoy. Hope everyone else is enjoying the sports card strategy. Show and tell. I will see y'all next week. Paul, I'm handing it back to you.
Boom. Nice work, Chase Krim. And he's always bringing the fire. It's ridiculous. But you can tell, I mean, this is his full-time job to essentially be a great buyer for one of the top card shops in the country, Texas Roadshow Shop. I mean, they're killing it there. And Chase is hitting up card shows. He's got people coming into the shop, and he's able to wheel and deal. And we thank him so much for being a part of the show, the family, and dropping his knowledge. Whatever Chase wants to contribute, we're definitely going to take it. So really appreciate that. SSI likes the Reyna card, says Reyna is definitely the most talented player on the U.S. men's national team. Hopefully he gets his attitude in order and lives up to his potential. Brian Steeler 714 adds PSA 9s that look like PSA 10s is a surface issue that makes it a 9, probably 80 to 90% of the time. PSA stingy. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what creates the rarity, though, you know, I think it's frustrating, but it's part of the reason why we end up having cards that are super valuable is because there is that rarity. So the whole Ronaldo auto on card auto thing and then getting a PSA 10 is just amazing. But I mean, if you notice, like, there's a Kobe auto in there, there's a Luka auto in there. So it's hard for the theme not to just be like super fuego fire, like off the charts for Chase every week. But I do love that he tries to add a strategic element there. And I think the lesson there is phenomenal. And that is don't pass up a good deal in lieu of like the plan that you had going in. So I like that a lot. And you can see he's had a lot of success and will have a lot of success. I mean, if he's got a 10-minute only Luka show and tell that he could give us, and they're at the level of the cards that he's shown on the show previously, he's probably sitting on 100K plus of Luka cards. And my assumption is that he's waiting to sell them for when Luka actually does make it to the NBA finals. So it'd be interesting to see. Great time to buy basketball cards. We'll talk more about that on Monday's show. Up next, I want to get to myself because I have a couple show and tell submissions. This is me at Graybo's. And I'm going over and making a deal with Ryan Fitz. And I took a big stack of this. Actually plays nicely off of Chase's theme because I didn't have a plan at Graybo's. And I'm glad I didn't have a plan because I ended up buying a bunch of cards that I wouldn't normally have purchased otherwise. And I think I got a great deal. And I'm negotiating here with Fitz. He basically just says, you're going to have to pay a sticker. And I was like, okay, well, you're our show sponsor, so I'll pay you sticker. He was kidding. He actually ended up giving me a great deal. These are the other guys at Graybo's that work there, Don, Gray, and Duke. So I ended up with a couple of Tyrese Halliburton, just a select sort of parallels there, a Jaden Ivey rookie, a couple of cards that I never would have otherwise bought, a DeMar DeRozan Panini Noir out of 75. Relic, a Yao Ming game worn relic, a couple of Kobe 1996 Topps base rookies, a Wilt Chamberlain that's a 1971, I believe, 1971 or 72 base that I'm going to get graded. I'm going to ship that off to PSA today. It's $25. I was pumped about the Jaden Ivey on card auto. Four Amen Thompson base refractors for almost free. This Ozzie Newsome that I never would have otherwise bought because, you know, Ozzie Newsome is a great Hall of Famer. But I'm completely uninterested in Ozzie Newsome, even though he was one of the greatest tight ends of all time. This is 16 out of 20 and it is inscribed. So it's flawless on card auto. Ozzie Newsome, HOF 99 inscribed out of 20. So just a great card. I mean, super, super inexpensive, like less than $20 for that card. Got the Mechie that I showed earlier. And then some slabs there, that Jordan SP185, SGC85. I've already cracked it and submitted it to PSA. A Cade. Actually, I don't want to disregard the Jameson Williams Donruss Elite Pen Pals Auto. I think Jameson Williams could be that $20 play of the day type guy from Ryan Painter later, because he's suspended for the first six games. People will forget about him. You could get his stuff probably cheaper than normal, and then he's gonna be on a Lions team, hopefully contending. I got a Cade Hollow Orange Laser rookie PSA 10 for super cheap. I think now is a great time to buy Cade. Stay tuned for an article from Chad Gill at nooffseason.com on Cade. Thanks, Jeff. 1972 Wilt Chamberlain, I believe he's correcting me on that, so I appreciate that. I said 71 or 72, couldn't remember off the top of my head. 72. This Michael Jordan card in the middle here is super weird to me. This is the card here. I'm holding it up, but you can see it better on my screen. And what it is it's a Beckett 9, and the card is 1999-2000 Upper Deck Victory, card 331. Nothing special about the card, but the reason I bought this is because inside the slab, see above the price tag, there's a $30 price tag on it. What that thing is above that is a relic that's on top of the Beckett label. And on the back of the slab, it says graded game used memorabilia. And then on the front of the slab, it says Michael Jordan Wizards practice worn jersey. And it's graded by ggumcard.com. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen at a shop or a show that I've actually been interested in purchasing, and I purchased it. And I this just might sit in my PC because there's nothing I can do with this. I can't like make a play. I can't make a move. It's one of those things where, because I'm not going to crack it out of here, because you know Beckett's already said that it's a practice worn jersey by Michael Jordan. It says graded game used memorabilia on the slab, on the label of the slab, and it's Michael Jordan. So if Michael, basically I'm holding a Michael Jordan practice worn jersey. The relic looks like my mesh shorts from my YMCA league when I was 9. So there's nothing special about that. I got it for less than $30. There's no play here other than maybe just holding in my PC. Do I have a PC now, guys, potentially? Is this a PC item for P. Hickey, where I just hold a Michael Jordan practice worn mesh short relic? I don't know. Let me know what you think. Baruski likes it. Shoes likes it. I appreciate your guys' support. This is me at Graybo's. Just wanted to show how awesome a shop Graybo's was, and my pickups from Graybo's I think were pretty cool. I'm sent everything off to grading except for the Mechie, the Ozzie Newsome, and the YMCA mesh short relic of Michael Jordan. All right, up next, this is me ripping one box of Bowman U Chrome. I thought this would be interesting to show last week, but we had a bunch of other submissions last week, so I sped it up. I'm just going to talk over it. I bought two of these boxes from Texas Roadshow Shop and one off of eBay, so thank you for everyone there who helped me get these boxes. It's relevant to the draft tonight. The NBA draft is tonight, and I wanted to rip these boxes a week ago to see if I got any big hits, any Wembanyamas, anybody else like autos. There's two autos per box, and they were about $200 per box. There's some cool inserts in here. I ended up with a ton of Cam Whitmores, a ton of Jet Howards, a ton of Derek Lively's, Jairus Thompson. All the guys I'm mentioning are projected first round picks. I got a couple Brandon Millers. The big cards I got were a Chris Murray auto, which is not that big of a card. I did get some short print, some serial numbered, but no big players, no big names. I did pull like three Caitlin Clark base cards, one Caitlin Clark Invicta insert, and I'm going to refresh my memory on some of my other big pulls. These are listed on eBay, on my eBay store right now. Marcus Sasser, auto green out of 99. Bruce Thornton, auto out of 499. LJ Cryer, auto base. A guy named Julian Phillips out of Tennessee, who's a projected first round pick next year in 2024. Got a Prime Signatures orange out of 25. A Judah Mintz, shooting guard for Syracuse, auto gold out of 50. And then, so those were my biggest cards, but as you can see, no huge names there. Trey White, refractor out of 299. RJ Davis, refractor out of 199. Mikey Williams, purple. DJ Horn, purple. Seth Trimble, out of 50, non-auto. And a Chris Livingston Big Kahuna. I think the Big Kahunas appear to be pretty popular out of this set. And then, like I said, just a ridiculous amount of like Jet Howard, U of M, boo. Supposed to be a first round pick, though. Ridiculous amount of Cam Whitmore could end up on my Detroit Pistons. One guy that I got that's semi interesting is that Matas Buzilis. He's projected to be the number one overall pick in 2024, which is way too early for that, but it's still super interesting that his first Bowman Chrome is out of this set, and he's a G League Ignite guy now, and he's only 18, so he's like a 6'9" sort of swingman guard. Maybe he'll grow because he's only 18 years old, so he might end up being, I don't know, 6'10", 6'11", by the time next year's draft rolls around. Who knows? You can't predict the guy's height growth, but Matas Buzilis, I ended up sending a couple of his off in a PSA submission. PSA shout out, $15 a card right now, just amazing. A lot of great PSA related submission content on today's show. I think so. Back to the Jordan that I was showing, I think Jeff from Dinged Corners is talking about you just have to buy that card and figure out what to do with it later. I think he's talking about the Jordan, so I think that's right. And that's what I was thinking there as well. Ryan Borusky says, I think Chris Murray could end up being a really good contributor depending on where he goes. I agree, Borusky, because, you know, his brother's Keegan Murray, twin brother's Keegan Murray, who was the fourth overall pick last year. Brian Steeler 714 says, love when Paul drops his Michigan love. Yeah, Michigan Wolverines. Not my favorite team. I like Aaron Rodgers more than I like the University of Michigan, to give you guys an indication of how I feel about the University of Michigan. But I did not want to follow this man. And I think you all know where this is going. I did not want to follow Oh My Shoes. His submissions are so good that he typically is the cleanup hitter on the show now. Shoes. Let's go, baby.
Good morning, duders. Episode 9 of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Do you smell that?
To the case!
You can't smell. I won't do it. What's happening at your house right now? I'm glad we can't.
I'm not doing it.
Seriously, bro. Relax.
I'm not doing it today. I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on.
It's weird. You smell me.
You're making
weird.
It weird.
No.
Come on. This guy. But, trying to make a big deal about this.
Don't smell me.
Trying to make a big deal about it.
You made it weird.
Those out and get these out.
So, just like the weeks before, ladies first. Mrs. Shoes has been putting in some work, guys. She was texting me while she was at a card shop. She's like, hey, my phone's on 5%. Can you please check the comps on this card for me? I'm like, yeah, babe, of course.
That's awesome.
So, here is the card. It is a Shohei Ohtani US 285 from 2018. And it's the updated series, I'm guessing. So that's, or not, I'm guessing. It says the updated series. So I'm guessing that's why it says US 285. She was asking me the comps. It was anywhere from 20 to 25, 26, 27, something like that. She got it for 15. So good job, Mrs. Shoes. Good work. You always do very well, and I'm glad I get to share this hobby with you. You're awesome. Got to take a deep breath on this one because, guys, Junior Shoes has been doing very well in the hobby, I would say. Here lately, he's been going with college. And really, I was just like, only college I deal with is Arkansas. So, but he's been going with other guys. And really, it's honestly been seeming like the play here lately. So, good job, man. I'm proud of you for the plays that you've made here lately. First up, we have a Bowman First CJ Stroud from the 2022 Bowman U set. It's not numbered or anything, but the card number is number 3.
That's great, Junior Shoes. I like that.
Beautiful card, man. Really is. Next up, we have the Sauce Meister. My favorite defensive player right now, Sauce Gardner.
Another pretty one.
And this was his Bowman First again. So they didn't put Sauce on there. They put – all right. I haven't said this guy's first name on purpose. Ahmad Gardner? Boom,
nailed it. Nailed it, Shoes.
In the comment section.
Way to go.
It is numbered out of 150. Good job, Junior Shoes. You've been impressing me here lately, man, with your work. And I believe he got this and two other cards for $10. So I'm always impressed by your work, son. I really am. All right, guys. So next up, we have my cards. Nothing really too awesome this week. So Father's Day, of course, came around, and we got some packs, or I should say Leslie and the boys got me some packs. And out of one of the packs, I actually got a card that I was chasing, thanks to Chad. Or I guess we should all thank Chad, really, because he's been helping out on the football part of the sports card strategy report, and letting us know like what players we should probably invest in and whatnot. And me, Jamar Chase, has been my guy, and I actually pulled base Jamar Chase number 337. I think I got like some kind of cool little blazer parallel or something. I was more hyped about this. I really was, because I've been chasing all kinds of Jamar Chase base cards and silver cards on eBay. So that was awesome. So thank you, family, for getting me the pack for Father's Day. That was awesome.
Happy Father's Day.
Next up, guys, we have a card that I've been waiting for. I think it was either the first or the second episode. I think it might have been the first one. We've done so many of these, guys, we're starting to lose count. I'm starting to lose count of what cards I've showed you. I've honestly had to go back and show you because, like, I don't have a huge collection. I have a collection that's, compared to all you guys, maybe about, like, this big. So, I believe I told you about this card, and it was a card that you got a piece of the material that the pro skater used while he was doing the trick, and or he was doing whatever, you know, like if it was just a certain trick, or it was a big trick over a handrail, or it was on a half pipe or anything like that. So it could be a piece of the truck, a piece of the skateboard, or a piece of the clothing that he was wearing, kind of like a game worn patch in a sense. But so I'm like shaking because I can't believe I'm holding this right now. Here it is, guys. It is the ABD Collectibles Jamie Foy Fakie 5-0 over the Hollywood High School stair set, man.
Yes, that's awesome.
And it's out of 75. I was, of course, everybody that like got one of these was hoping for the one of one. Really, I was wanting either out of the 25 or the 75. They were the two coolest colors, and I got out of the 75. I'm not mad at this. And that right there,
that's a cool
is a
card.
Piece of the truck.
A really cool
and
card.
His autograph. He's one of my favorite all-time skaters. I mean, he really is. He's a He's kind of a bigger guy. So, and he just hurls himself down these huge stair sets and other gnarly obstacles, and it's just awesome. And me being a skater myself, or used to be a skater, I just appreciate the art form and how he does it and how he paints the craft. It's pretty cool, man. And the fact that I get to own a piece of the truck that he did that down that handrail is pretty freaking cool. I mean, it's really neat. I'm kind of like at a loss of words with that, because like I'm still just in awe that I hold it. Now, this ABD Collectibles website, they have like Tony Hawk cards and stuff like that. So it's crazy. Let's wrap it up for this week, guys. Thank you for always having me on. Have a good week, guys.
We'll always have shoes on. We'll always have all of you guys on. Great submissions this week, everybody. I really appreciate it. This is your show. You guys are bringing the value, and I'm just here to support it. So really appreciate everyone. I agree with everyone in the comments. Love this hobby. Seeing Shoes's excitement over a card that clearly means a lot to him, and it's a really freaking cool card. Like, I have to say, I mean, the photo, the relic from the truck used in the photo, the on-card auto and the silver Sharpie, it's numbered by the signer, serial numbered by the signer. Those little intricacies are really, really what makes a card like that. Like, it's actually a special piece of art, in my opinion. So Shoes, definitely thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm really, really grateful that all of you guys watch, listen, and submit. Always want submissions from you. So email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how to submit to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Definitely want to get you guys on the show always. And this is a great way to do it. So just a quick reminder, everybody, definitely check out Grabos.co. Promo code strategy2023, save 10%. Get personalized advice, unlimited personalized advice at nooffseason.com. Build your sports card investment portfolio. You can get a free 30-day trial, but we really want to give you a premium pack. So I'm set to mail out the premium packs to the people that were in the break and the breaking show earlier this week. And the reason why they're getting the premium packs and they were in the break is because they have renewed their premium membership. So want to get you a premium pack. Just keep your credit card on file. Renew after that free trial period. And marketmoversapp.com is what I use. I use it religiously to get all of the data that I talk about on the website, on the show. Chad uses it as well. It's how we do our thing. And we're always going to provide analysis on top of the data. That's what we think we're the most valuable. But if you want to check out the app itself, marketmoversapp.com, get a free 14-day trial free, plus 20% off for life. That's the best deal they've ever had, and they're giving it to us. Use the promo code NOOFFSEASON to get that, and definitely would love your guys' feedback on that as well. Jeff thinks he's renewed tomorrow. That's great. We're going to have to check that out and send you a premium pack. That's awesome. Great work, everybody. And Leslie Alegria adding to her husband, Oh My Shoes' submission that Jamie Foy is a skater for the USA Olympic team. That's cool. And happy late skate day to you as well. That's awesome to all you skaters out there. Skating in the hobby. That could be, you know, maybe Chase Krim adds skateboarding cards on top of UFC cards to his analysis. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Everybody, thanks again and have a great day. Rock music.